Tight Mind Conversations. Welcome. Today's conversation is about creating or consuming. Every day, we're either creating or we're consuming. Now, to some extent, you in moments you are consuming more than you're creating, and to some extent you're creating more than you're consuming. But some people out there are just consuming more than they're creating. Now, really think about this. Our society, we work to earn money and then we go and spend that money or consume. Consumption can come in many ways. It can come from eating, spending, how we choose to use our time, you know, watching movies, entertainment. It seems like the world is consuming more than it's creating. And even if it is creating, the question is, what are you creating? You know, are you an engineer creating something of high value for our society? Or are you creating a drug that may have benefits, but it may be more harmful than it is beneficial? And to some extent, everyday people, we have, you know, we work to make a living, to feed our families. But an important question to ask is, am I creating more than I'm consuming? Or am I consuming more than I'm creating? And if so, what am I consuming and is it healthy? Also, what am I creating and is it healthy? Is what I'm creating something of true value? Is it actually helping people? I think that's a super important question to ask from a long-term standpoint, because if you talk to a lot of people that burn out or don't have fulfillment, they always go back to saying something like, my work has no meaning, or what's the point of life? What am I doing? And that can be attributed to what they're consuming or what they're creating. Someone like that most likely is consuming things that aren't so good and probably creating things that aren't so good. And not that they're bad people, they've just come to a realization that maybe what they were creating wasn't good and what they're consuming isn't good. So it's not about what you're doing right now, it's about the habit that you're doing now and what it means in 5 years, in 10 years, in 20 years. Because you may not be experiencing burnout or pain or issues now, but can what you're doing lead to it? Like, for example, the first day you eat two slices of chocolate cake can taste amazing. And in the moment, it's like, oh, it's just two slices, it's great. But if you stick to that habit cycle for 6 months, eating two chocolate slices a day, that rich chocolate sugar, oh man, it sounds so good. But if you keep on the habit cycle for 6 months straight every day, is that a healthy consumption? And by the end of that 6 months, will you regret having done it for the past 6 months? So it's a matter of asking ourselves, what are we consuming and what are we creating? And is it of value? Is it serving us? Is it serving our family, our friends? Is it of value to our lives? That was today's Kite Mind conversation.